you can often win by simply being the person who keeps going because so many people will drop out. And so if you're that person who keeps it going, I mean, I'm sure there were other podcasts that started 2011, 2012, around the same time, you know, Joe Rogan, I think it was 2010, 2011. But how many of them kept going? Right. Like there could, if Joe Rogan had stopped and someone else had kept going, someone else could be in the spot he's in now. Right. But I can guarantee most podcasts don't make it past 5 episodes, I don't believe. So to be consistent, to put out, I don't think, respect to Joe Rogan, I don't think people know how hard it is to make like over 1500. Well, how many podcasts does he does? Like 1700 or something? I don't know. But like to do that many of anything, it like that takes some serious discipline. Like that's not an easy thing to do. And that's actually leads me to an interesting point. So let me jump to another interesting point, which is that if you're going to start something, you should be willing to, here's a great question to ask yourself. Am I willing to put 10 years into this, even if it doesn't blow up or I don't see immediate success within that time frame? Because there are so many people in all different fields, music, entertainment, corporate, entrepreneurs, whatever. And it takes more than 10 years for stuff to really gain momentum and pop. I speak from experience on this. I told you, I put out my first album in 2006. Things started to really build momentum for me in 2019. 13 years in, right? I know, do you know how many other rappers and singers and artists who were around at that time in 2006, 2007, 2008, when I was starting out and who were doing sort of similar things to I was doing, and versus how many are still doing it? I can think of like 3 or 4 out of dozens and dozens. I don't know, realistically out of hundreds who are still going. They're still doing it. So many people dropped out. They said it was too hard. They gave up. And so if you're going to start a podcast, think, and be honest with yourself, think, am I willing to do this for 10 years? Or even do you like it enough to do it for that long? Right. Exactly. And this doesn't mean you have to, but like, if you're going to do music, say you're 20 years old and you want to be a rapper, you want to be a singer, you want to be in a band, you want to think, all right, because some people are like, all right, I'm going to give it 2 years. And if it doesn't go, then I'll go, you know, get a normal job or whatever. It's like, bro, like you've already failed in most cases. Sure, you can blow up in 2 years. That's possible, of course. But typically it's going to take longer than that. And also compare it to a normal career. I mean, if you're 20 years old and you go get employed by a company, do you expect to be the CEO in 5 years or 2 years? Of course not. That would be insane. Right? Do you think you go work in McDonald's and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be the boss of McDonald's in 5 years? Of course not. So it's kind of crazy that in entrepreneurial ventures or creative ventures, people expect success so quickly. People think, oh yeah, I'm going to put out a couple songs and I'm going to blow up in a year. It's like, has that happened? Yes, it has happened.
That's why.
Also interesting to note, when it does happen, normally those people burn out very, very quickly. Hmm. If you look at most long-term successful musicians, it took a long time for them to be successful, but then they've been able to maintain that success for decades, right? Think of it in any genre, hip hop, pop, rap, whatever, the people who it took them a while to get there, and they slowly built up that audience and their fan base and also their skills, because these repetitions are how you get good. Quantity is quality. The more podcasts you do, the better you're going to get at podcasting. The more songs you make, the better you're going to get at making music. The more reps you do in the gym, the stronger you get. You can't just do 3, 4, 5 and then be like, all right, cool, I'm done. Like, you're always going to be developing. You can see this even with someone who's done something for a long period of time and they're already really good. You can still see when they get even like just a little bit better. Like, whoa, they go because that real expertise, they've just become a true master. And that takes time. There's no substitute for time. You can't become a good live performer without doing a lot of live performances. And this is one where you see, like, so I was talking about music. I've seen situations where an artist is like blown up off their like first or second song or whatever. But then what happens is they get thrown on a concert stage. All of a sudden, you know, their first gig is 2,000 people. like your first gig should normally be like, you know, 20 people, but their first gig is 2,000 people or sometimes 20,000 people at a festival. And what happens? Their performance is trash. They don't know how to perform. They've never learned how to perform. And all, like, they just had one song go viral and then they throw them on the stage and it's you watch it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, because they never learned. Yeah.